Patient Participation Group, Health Watch Oxfordshire, Voices Matter. Readers will remember that in March we wrote about the Health Watch Oxfordshire, part of a national network of local Health Watch organisations across England. It operates as the independent champion for residents across the county, and its mission, through listening, advising and influencing, is to ensure that people who use health and social care services are at the heart of how they are designed and delivered. Health Watch Oxfordshire recently published their annual impact report for 2025-26. Using patient feedback in the course of the year, they published 33 reports on what people reported and the improvements patients and staff would like to see. For example, the Oxford University Hospital NHS Foundation Trust took forward several actions, including creating a new web page and resources for those on a waiting list for chronic pelvic pain clinic. Their report also directly informed the local area's Integrated Care Board, ICB's, Women's Health Strategy. A key feature underpinning the current NHS changes is technology. The NHS app and, in due course, developing AI, improving internet access while ensuring GP practices continue to offer non-digital services for those unable to access online resources. By listening to people's difficulties in navigating the online urgent and emergency care system, Health Watch gave advice which was taken up by decision makers who undertook to develop a new overarching Oxfordshire urgent and emergency online service with clear information and consistency across providers. Supporting patient participation groups, PPGs, was another priority, with visits to 23 group meetings. These were included in their report on the app. Health Watch support to the Millstream Surgery, PPG Group 2, and attended our Future of the NHS workshop last year. With a statutory power to interview, they visited various hospitals, hospices and other care settings over the year. For example, they visited a mental health inpatient ward at Walford Hospital in Oxford and identified changes which have been approved by Oxford Health NHS Foundation Trust. Health Watch also ran 6 webinars on a range of health and care topics. For example, health inequalities across the country, the new neighbourhood plans, menopause and supporting mental health and well-being in teenagers. These were attended by around 300 people. There are only a few of the activities of Health Watch in Health Watch Oxfordshire and the remarkable achievements of a very small dedicated team of employees and volunteers working to make the health and care services better for all of us.